접고나스
There's something deeply satisfying about a gritty 1-0 win, isn't there? It doesn't make the highlight reels as often as a 5-1 thrashing, but it feels earned. Like the football gods decided to test your nerves and your team came out victorious. That's exactly how I felt after the Ipswich game. Kai Havertz, our German enigma, popping up with his 7th goal of the season. Who saw that coming at the start of the campaign? I'll admit that when we first signed him, I wasn't sure if we were getting a Rolls-Royce or a used Volkswagen. But now he's showing the class that justified the price tag, and I love it. So does my 10-year-old son. But let's talk about Miles Lewis-Skelly for a moment. 18 years old, playing left back like he owns the Emirates, and earning Arteta's praises week in, week out. This lad is special and full of promise. With 4 senior left backs on the bench, this kid has no business holding his place, yet here he is, undroppable. Now I know there were grumbles about our lack of cutting edge in attack, but let's not lose sight of the bigger picture here. 4 consecutive clean sheets at home. When was the last time we could boast about that? It's been 3 years. Defensively, we've been tighter, just 16 goals conceded all season so far. Now if that doesn't give you hope, I don't know what will. And yes, the absence of Bukayo Saka is a massive blow, but you know what? This squad has resilience. Whether it's Martinelli trying to fill those big shoes or Rodigard leading from the front, there's a belief that we can weather this storm. So I'm scrolling through my timeline and I stumble upon Bukayo Saka's post, our star boy, future captain dare I say. He dropped a line so powerful, it made me sit up. And here's the quote, "The majority see obstacles, but few see the opportunities. Recovery has begun and I'm coming back stronger. Thank you for all the messages. Hashtag God's plan." Well, first of all, let's appreciate how this lad carries himself, yeah? He's a walking masterclass in optimism and grace under pressure. Now, it's no secret that we're all biting our nails over his fitness. You see the replies, don't you? From heartfelt prayers to banter about how he loves scoring too much, Gunners and even rivals are lining up to send their love. If there's one thing we can agree on, it's that football needs Bukayo Saka. Scratch that. Arsenal needs Bukayo Saka. Well, you know what? I'm not worried. Nope. I mean, look at him. This is a guy who week in, week out gets hacked down, yet he always bounces back. That's not just talent, that's resilience, that's God's plan, like he said. Now, Arsenal without Saka means the team needs to step up. This is the time for the Trossards, the Havertzes, Martinellis, and even our evergreen captain Odegaard to remind us why we are the Arsenal. And for us fans, let's keep that faith strong. Starboy will be back, stronger, sharper, and ready to torment defenders all over again. But until then, let's carry the energy, loud and proud. Remember, this season isn't just about one player. It's about a team united by belief and ambition. We've got the depth, we've got the hunger, and we've got the fans, aka the best fan base in the world. So rest easy, Bukayo. Recharge those batteries. And when you're ready, come back and do what you do best. Make grown men cry on the pitch. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling when you bump into an old friend and it's like no time has passed? That's exactly how it felt seeing Santi Cazorla back at the Emirates after 7 long years. He was pitchside, sharing his hope that we could finally outgun Liverpool and win the Premier League this season. I mean, if Santi believes it, then who am I to doubt, right? I can't help but imagine Santi watching that game and smiling like a proud uncle, maybe muttering to himself, "That's my club." Seeing him thriving with Real Oviedo despite everything he's been through is inspiring. And this is a reminder that resilience and love for the game never fade, much like our passion for Arsenal. So what do you think? Are we ready to make Santi's optimistic prophecy come true? There's a new docu-series I just found, and if you haven't caught it yet, then let me put you onto something special. It's called The Art of Progress. and it's a collaboration between Arsenal FC and their principal partner, Shoba Realty. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another flashy production with little substance. But this is different. The Art of Progress dives into something that sets Arsenal apart from many other clubs. The one club mindset. This isn't just a phrase. It's a philosophy that unites the men's and women's first teams in a shared pursuit of excellence. The series goes behind the scenes to explore the club's efforts to foster equality, inclusivity, and progress, not just on the pitch, but in everything they stand for. Shoba Realty, who are behind the series, clearly get it. They've captured the essence of what makes Arsenal special. This constant push for innovation, growth, and empowerment. Whether it's showcasing how the players and staff collaborate or highlighting how the club lives its values, this series is all about celebrating what it means to be part of the Arsenal family.
North London thing. Forever.
Whatever the weather.
These streets are our own.
Right, well, there we have it. John Legend singing North London. Forever. Get that recorded now. They're gonna.
I was listening. I was trying to figure out what everyone was singing the whole game. But I love how synced up everyone is. Yep. I love the...
No, the spirit of these games is incredible.
It's incredible.
The legend at the Emirates, John. John Legend, that is. It's crazy how our song brings people together, isn't it? Fans, players, even world-famous singers. It feels like everyone loves Arsenal. Maybe next time he sings it, he can do a remix. How you sound? Anyway, moments like this remind me why I am proud to be a Gunner. Arsenal isn't just a football club. It's a family. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!